The city council is trying something different in tackling Charlotte's affordable housing problem. Instead of focusing on building new apartments, the city plans to invest millions of dollars in older complexes and use deed restrictions to keep those units affordable. The test case for this plan will be the Sharon Oaks Apartments off North Sharon Amity Road in East Charlotte. As part of our Finding Home series, WFAE's Steve Harrison has this report.
For years, the city council's affordable housing strategy was build, build, build. But neighborhoods keep gentrifying and rents keep rising. The average apartment now goes for $1,205, according to Real Data, up about 12% in 2 years. And the city still has a large shortfall of affordable housing, estimated at 24,000 units. So Charlotte has a new strategy. In February, city council approved spending $2.1 million on the Sharon Oaks apartments. Two investors, Ascent Real Estate Capital and Laurel Street Residential, are in the process of buying the complex and will use that money to fix up the apartments. In return, Ascent and Laurel Street will agree to deed restrictions in the apartments that will last 15 years. The developers will tie their rents to the area median income, with 20 apartments reserved for the city's very poorest residents. 48 apartments will be for people earning about $32,000 a year. That's 60% of the area median income. Amos Gray lives at Sharon Oaks and pays $925 for a two-bedroom apartment.
Yes, the rent going up, and, you know, it's fluctuating, so, you know, rents are just, it's hard to rent these days. About $1,100 is the average, you know.
So you feel like you've got a pretty good deal.
Yeah, it was a decent deal with a two-bedroom and, you know, the conditions and all that, but...
In East Charlotte, there are thousands of apartments built in a 10-year window from the early 1970s to the early 1980s. Sharon Oaks is a little different. It has a few one-story buildings built in the early 1960s and then some three-story buildings built in the early 90s. Delwan Alexander works at the Amazon Fulfillment Center in Concord and has lived at Sharon Oaks for 4 months.
It does need a tune-up. It could take a nice tune-up to be efficient.
What are some of the things that need to be...
Maybe like water pressure could be better. Some of the kitchens and bathrooms probably could be tightened up a little bit better, you know, as far as flooring and stuff like that is concerned. Newer carpets maybe, you know.
Pam Weidman, the city's housing manager, said that $2.1 million will pay for things like...
deferred maintenance, exterior work. Exterior work, deferred maintenance is the bulk of it.
Charlotte can spend $50,000 per unit to subsidize new low-income apartments. It intends to spend about $21,000 per unit at Sharon Oaks. The city likes that math, especially if a complex is going to be sold to a new investor who might raise rents. But to preserve 24,000 units at $21,000 each, Charlotte would need more than $500 million. All told, the city and private donations for housing have reached nearly $170 million. That includes low-interest loans from banks. And there's another question. Can the city really know when an older complex is about to be sold with a new investor planning to raise rents? Mark Etheridge, a partner at Ascent Real Estate Capital, says there's no way to know for sure, but he says the city can make an educated guess based on what's happened to property values nearby.
The Monroe Road corridor is changing, and we have seen properties in this submarket and adjacent submarkets be taken from rents that were affordable at 50 and 60% AMI with rental increases that have, you know, gone upwards of $200 to $300 a month.
For years, Charlotte's goal was to disperse low-income housing throughout the city to not create concentrations of poverty. But because of the high cost of land in affluent areas, as well as neighborhood opposition, that failed. City Council member Matt Newton, whose district includes the Sharon Oaks apartments, is worried the city may be concentrating too many low-income residents in the complex, and he lobbied his colleagues to reserve more of the apartments for people making 80% of the area median income. That's about $43,000 a year. Other council members refused. They said the greatest need was for the city's very poorest residents. Newton ended up voting for the Sharon Oaks investment and celebrated the preservation.
So in any affordable housing development, we want to make sure that in, you know, new development too, right? We want to make sure that we have a true mix of incomes. And what that would allow, and what we've seen in in the studies, including the Leading on Opportunity study, is the utmost ability for upward economic mobility.
Sharon Oaks has always been a pretty good neighbor, says Randy Montgomery, who lives in a single-family home that backs up to the complex.
The housing behind us, there ain't never no gunshots or nothing. It's pretty fair over there.
But he's worried about lost opportunity. If the city wasn't involved in Sharon Oaks, he says someone might buy it and tear it down and build homes or luxury apartments. That would increase the value of his house.
So they might say, hey, let's offer these guys this old corner here and down through yonder, because all these are acre lots. Even though they're rectangular, they're all acres. Heck, they do good there. They just keep on coming and buying. And I'm sure I might get double my money. I might get a return on my investment.
Amity Gardens is a neighborhood of single-family homes across the street from Sharon Oaks. Neighborhood Association President Amy Harris likes the idea of keeping the apartments affordable.
I feel like that too often we don't use what we have. It's an investment in this area because the Monroe streetscape and all that's going on through here is so positive. And it's community, and it's part of our community. Let's help people and, you know, just use what we have.
Over the next year, the city wants to keep doing that by investing in even more complexes. It just needs willing partners. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.